Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines again. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, bless Jeannie from Eau Claire. I mean, that I'm interested to hear your response on that. But, I mean, thinking with Ron Johnson and the latest revelation that he, for the $20 million that Hugh Lyons and Diane Hendricks et al., shoveled into her into his campaign, he got them like $200 million of tax benefits in just like 1 year alone. You're thinking about, you know, that these people are the people that use our resources, our infrastructure that we the taxpayers paid for, and they don't want to have to chip in anything toward it. I mean, that's how they became so wealthy. Is, I mean, without the infrastructure that we the taxpayers paid for, the Hugh Lyons and Diane Hendricks and all the other, you know, all the other ones that use our infrastructure to deliver their products, you know, to market their products, they expect us to pay for it, and they don't want to have to pay for it. Well, it's time to make them pay for the economic benefits that they deliver from us. And as far as Foxconn, how much did the communities down there chip in, and they're going to get nothing out of it in the short term at all. And that,
well, let me pick up. You just raised two issues that I want to hit. And I'm going to start with one of them, Mark. It's an extremely important issue you just raised. And people may or may not know this. It's gotten some currency in the last 24 hours. It turns out, do you remember that tax break bill for the upper 1% that Trump passed back in 2017 that he gave to Moscow Mitch? And this is when they still had the Senate and the House. And they passed this $1 trillion tax cut that benefited the 1%. And everybody goes, oh, that's terrible, but blah, 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 blah. It turned out that Ron Johnson initially was going to vote against it. And they go to him, and Trump went to him and said, come on, what are you doing? And he said, I have to have an amendment. And Trump said, what's the amendment? And he said, I have to have a tax break for what's called pass-through income. Pass-through income. It's sort of passive. In other words, if an entity has to pay taxes, and then they just pass it right through to the real owner or investor, that's going to not get taxed. And so Trump said, well, come on, you know, that's going to cost it's going to cost our government billions of dollars, and it doesn't produce anything because that, you know, people are not paying taxes. No, I got to do it. I got to do it. Finally, they said, okay, we need your vote. Otherwise, it's not going to pass. And they added that in. So pass through income was benefited by this. It turns out that two of the major beneficiaries of that in the country are Richard Uihlein of Illinois, the head of Uihlein Company, major donor to Republicans, and Diane Hendricks of Beloit, a major donor to Republicans, but more importantly, major donors to Ron Johnson. Together, over the several years before that vote of Ron Johnson, they gave approximately $20 million to groups, PACs that supported Johnson. In other words, they're limited to a certain amount to the individual. They can give unlimited amounts to these other groups who then put on ads. That's how it's done. And the benefit, as Mark of the SAC was implying, or in fact said, was that they saved over $200 million in taxes as a result of what Ron Johnson did. So by paying Ron Johnson $20 million in the form of contributing it to groups that supported him in his reelection in 2015 and 2016, which is how he beat Russ Feingold, they got an over $200 million return, 10 to 1. That is what happened. This is corrupt. Ron Johnson should not be our senator. Luke, you're at the mic. You have some very, very good stuff normally to say. What's on your mind about this, Luke?
I was just going to say that's one heck of a return on an investment for those
10 donors. To 1 ain't bad.
10 to 1 ain't bad. That's 10 to 1 only in one tax year. That was just 2018. So there's potential that Hendricks and the Uihlein are going to have even more kickbacks in 19's taxes and 20's taxes. I believe the Trump tax bill was like a decade-long tax policy. So
there's 8 years to go. Right.
Right.
Decade. 8 years to go. and it's going to cost us over $8 billion, the government and his contributors, who 20 million, they get 200 right away. They are going to get hundreds of millions more. Right.
Right. So if you got to multiply 1 year out by 10 to expect what they're going to get over the decade, they're actually going to have like 100-to-1 return on their 2016 investment. So yeah, that's incredible on their part. And you know, it's really cool that they get to have all that free speech by donating to those super PACs. It's really cool.
I gotta say this. How does Ron Johnson run again? I mean, seriously, the guy is on the record saying he didn't accomplish anything in the last 12 years. He's on the record saying he's not going to run if he doesn't think he can win, and he's not the best guy to win. And then he carries water for his two donors who give him $20 million. How do you think he beat Russ Feingold? He didn't beat Russ Feingold because of his ideas. He beat Russ Feingold because he buried him in ads. That's how he beat Russ Feingold. And ads are expensive. You know, 30 seconds in Milwaukee can be $2,503 grand, and that isn't the production. And you have to put in that on for many months and in every market in the state. Where do you get that money? This is how you get that money. That was a corrupt deal. What Johnson did was wrong, very, very wrong. There was no public policy behind that tax change. It simply benefited his donor. And I think we got to wake up. I mean, Wisconsin has a strong tradition in the Republican and Democratic parties, strong tradition of honesty. You know, you can disagree on things, but you believed that Bill Proxmire, Pat Lucey, Les Aspin, you know, Henry Royce were honest. And you believed that Tommy Thompson, Lee Dreiffus, Warren Knowles were honest. Might not agree with them, but basically they weren't up to this kind of chicanery. And here's what's happened. This is what we're left with Ron Johnson. That's not typical of Wisconsin politics. So I hope he doesn't run again. If he does, he'll get beaten. But you cannot have a guy in there who does this kind of stuff, who finances his campaign by giving tax breaks to his donors in this bald fashion. This was a special deal. You know, this isn't just when I'm going to vote to reduce corporate taxes, okay? And that helps donors. Okay, I get it. This is one where it wasn't in the bill, and Trump didn't want it in the bill, and neither did Moscow Mitch, because it was too expensive and it didn't do anything really for real industry in the state. It didn't promote entrepreneurship. And he said, if you don't exclude passive income and help me out, passive income, they're just sitting back doing nothing and the income comes to them and they shouldn't pay taxes. It's like the hedge fund operators don't pay income taxes. They pay carried interest, which is capital gains, about half of income taxes. This stuff is going on. And this was done targeted for two donors who, before he did this, just before, kicked in $20 million to PACs supporting him. That's how he beat Russ Feingold. Did not beat Russ Feingold on his ideas. And so he gets in there and he does this. And then Trump, you know, Trump is used to this kind of stuff because he pulled it himself in Trump University and everything else. So he goes, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's cool. And now, of course, Ron Johnson says that he's, you know, insulted at the implication and blah, blah, blah. Get out of there. Get out of there. This had better be a big issue in the upcoming campaign. And it will be a big issue in the upcoming campaign. A lot of good candidates. At least one calls into the show every once in a while. Call in. You want some radio time? Call in. You get your name around. We got to get a new senator. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after this.